Thank you. At this time, we have a public hearing on redistricting process. So at this time, I'd like to open the public hearing and look for our staff for a staff presentation.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the City Council. Before you is a public hearing item regarding redistricting. Todd Tatum with National Demographics Corporation will be presenting the item. He is our consultant on this. I did want to point out under background, there's a typo. I have April 17, 2021 as a deadline, and obviously that's passed, so it's 2022. And we will turn it over to Todd if staff didn't have any questions.
Great. Thank you all. Can you hear me and see me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, thank you to the mayor, the council, and the city staff, and especially thank you to Betty for all the hard work in helping me put this together. I'm going to jump right into the presentation. If you'll just bear with me here a second. Great. So the redistricting process, as you all know, because you're in districts now, but it will occur every 10 years based on the census and the new census count. And the state requires that we have a minimum of 4 public hearings. This is the first of our 4. Our second hearing is on October 26th, at which time we hope to have the release of the data.
If you're sharing your screen, it's not working.
Yeah, there's nothing on the screen.
You don't see anything?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more time. Do you see that?
No.
No.
It's just black.
Okay. Give me a second. I apologize.
Spit in the back.
There you go.
Okay, you see it now?
Yes.
Okay. Ideally, I would like to, I'm just gonna not mess with it. So apologize for the screens going down the side, but we'll work through that. So back to the redistricting process. Like I said, this is the first of the 4 public hearings that Highland will have. Our second one is October 26th, at which time we hope to have the release of the data to begin the draft maps. After the data comes, we'll be drafting maps, the public as well as the council, and then we'll have the 2 final map hearings that are scheduled for January 11th and the 22nd. And like was said earlier, our deadline for adoption is April 17th, 2022. What's been the major challenge this year is the census data has been delayed due to the COVID pandemic. We only got the federal census data on August 12th. However, the state makes us wait till they do the review of the data and produce what they refer to as prisoner adjusted numbers, which means they take the state prisoners and domicile them where their last known address was, and that's how they build the numbers. And those will not be released until early to mid-October. And all the cities and counties are required to use the state data. So with our redistricting, we've got three different categories that we need to adhere to. And if any of you are new to this process, and those of you that remember the prior process that you went through, there are certain laws and criteria that we must follow. And some of these laws have changed slightly for this year's process. The first category, the federal process, we need to follow the federal laws where each district must have equal population. We must follow the Federal Voting Rights Act, and there can be no racial gerrymandering. Second is the new state law ranks the order of the criteria that we must follow. So first off, they say the districts must be geographically contiguous, where to the extent practicable. Number two, we have to look for undivided neighborhoods and communities of interest. Number three, we have to make sure that the districts have easily identifiable boundaries, meaning that we follow major roads or freeways or other features that are easily understandable. And number four, we have to achieve compactness, meaning we can't reach around or try to put together groups of people and bypass other groups within a community. In addition, the state law requires that we not look at partisanship or any political party registration or affiliation. And as you'll note, in all the available data that NDC provides you, we do not show any party registration or affiliation. The third category are the other traditional principles and traditions that we want to follow, and that is we want to minimize the shift of voters into different districts. Your voters are now used to voting within their district. We want to do as much as possible to keep them within their district, which goes to the second point. We want to respect the voters' choices and continuity in office. Third, we want to identify any future population growth and take that into consideration. And lastly, we want to strive to preserve the core of the existing districts as best we can. So next up, we've got a demographic summary of your existing districts. And while we don't have the final 2020 census data yet from the state, we do have an estimate of what that data may look like. And we do have the final voting rights analysis, and it is current and will not change for the upcoming redistricting process. As you'll see in the citizens' voting age population, this reflects the population over the age of 18 that has U.S. citizenship. And those percentages will stay with you throughout the redistricting process. In looking at the estimates, we're confident that the estimates are going to be very close to the final numbers that we receive in October. And what these numbers show is the city has increased its population, actually roughly 57% over what it was 10 years ago. However, the current deviation for the districts is only 6.76%, which falls under the required less than 10% deviation. And what that means is you'll see that line under the 2020 estimates, and we've got a number, the percent of deviation for each district. And the total number needs to be 10% or less. So the good news is, although you've grown quite a bit, it seems to have spread out almost evenly across all five districts. After we get those final numbers in October, we'll be able to show you what the current deviation is. However, the change to each district currently look should be very minimal. And we're projecting that each district must contain roughly 11,400 people. According to the California Voting Rights Act analysis, we must identify any concentration of protected class groups. And in Highland, we did find some concentration of Latinos, African Americans, Asian Americans, and Native Americans. And it does appear that the current maps have not separated these protected class groups. So in other words, you'll see when we speak later about communities of interest, we want to keep the communities of interest, which also include these protected class groups, together as much as possible without dividing them into separate districts. So one of the things that we want to do is we want to look at your neighborhoods and try to figure out exactly where your communities are. And this is what we need the council and the public to help us define. And beyond those neighborhoods, we want to define the communities of interest. So we're asking both what your neighborhoods and community of interest are for two reasons. First, the law requires us to ask this. And second, we also want to emphasize that if we do not have to make changes in the current districts to get them into balance, what are the best, if we do have to make them, what are the best places to make those adjustments? Where do we prevent the dividing of a neighborhood or community of interest? And that is really where we need your input. And beyond those communities, what the communities of interest are, we can think of those as shared geographical areas, homeowner associations, areas influenced by the same roads, things that we may think of traditionally bringing a neighborhood or community together, as well as those protected class groups that I mentioned earlier. Now, as we get further into the process, your public, all your citizens will have access to what we call a story map, which is will be available as soon as the demographic data is available. And it'll allow you to look at basic socioeconomic characteristics like income, percentage of renters, and put them in the graphic form of a map. And the story map is very simple to use. And trust me, if I was able to figure it out, I think anybody in your city can. You'll also have access to an application tool where you'll be able to review the different maps that have been submitted in the current districts, as well as any proposed revision to those current districts once we get all that October data in. And we'll look at the revisions to the current districts if necessary and have all those maps available in this interactive map review. So the first stage of this process is really to get the conversation going on how the current districts work in your city and if there needs to be any adjustments or changes. And like I said, due to the fact that the deviation is so low, there may not be, your changes may be minimal. And we'll also need your input into defining your neighborhoods and communities of interest and where it will be best to make any changes, should there have to be any changes in your current district maps. So as you'll see on this slide, we've got the your city website, which has a link directly to the redistricting process where your citizens can get involved, a phone number to your city clerk, as well as an email that you can direct your questions to. And if there are any questions that your city can't answer, that will be up to us at NDC to make sure that we answer those. So with that, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity, and I'm available to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that presentation. At this time, I have no speaker slips.
Can I ask a question first?
And let me go through this process, and then I'll come back to your questions.
You asked the questions.
We're going to come back to him. I have no speaker slips. I'd like to hear the speakers, if we have anybody.
I did not receive any via email.
Okay. And we have no applicant rebuttal, so I have no speaker slips in opposition or in favor of this. So at this time, I can close the public hearing and we can still have discussion with them.
Just double check that no one from the audience has any comment on the public hearing.
Okay, at this time, if the audience has any questions, any comments, if they'd like to address the City Council on this item, please come to the podium, and we are happy to hear your comments. Seeing none. John, please go ahead with your questions.
Yeah, my question is, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. On page 3 of your presentation, on the category 3, other transitional redistricting principles, the one says
yes.
Future population growth. I thought this whole boundary was based on the 2020 census. How can you consider future growth if you're basing everything on the current information we have for the 2020 census? How does that fit in? It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. I think if you all came to us and said that, you know, for an example, that, you know, in a certain part of your city, there's going to be a giant master plan community that's on the books and will kick off, you know, during this next decade, we might look at how the district that it might be in, how we might want to adjust that, if any. But you're absolutely right. These districts are going to be drawn to the 2020 census numbers, and they will be balanced based on those 2020 census numbers. So it doesn't, if we wouldn't, you know, draw, I mean, maybe what we would do there, since there would be no population, but it might be in a district that currently, say, is less than another district as far as numbers, we could take that into consideration while drawing that district. Does that answer your question?
No, but thank you.
Okay.
To me, it doesn't make any sense. They're too incompatible.
Thank you. Larry?
Thank you. Between District 3 and 4, there is a freeway, which is a no-no, you can't cross it. So balancing the population between the five districts to get 11-4 is going to be difficult because Districts 4 and 5 are on one side of the freeway and District 1, 2, and 3 are on the other side.
Gotcha. And that's what we need the input from you all and the public on. Because like I said, the numbers currently based on our estimates, your districts really do not have to change much at all.
I agree.
Anna Ellie, question?
No questions.
Jesse?
No, I just want to encourage everyone here and those listening at home to participate in this civic engagement. I think it's important for us to draw the maps in our city, and this is where a lot of the money is going to come from. So just participation from the public would be very appreciated.
Thank you. When do we expect the 2020 census numbers to get to you?
Early October.
Early October. And were they affected?
Yes.
Were they affected from the COVID? Were they able to get a full kind of overlook and view of what we have with the census?
The U.S. census numbers that came out August 12th, they believe that they got, you know, a full counting even with the COVID. But the state has to go off those U.S. census numbers. And then, like I said, do the official prisoner adjusted numbers that we have to work off of. And we won't have those till early October.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Larry.
One more question, if I might, and this may be to Joe. Is DOF going to use the 2020 census numbers for our population? And if so, are they going to be using population numbers that include the prisoner population?
Larry, I don't know that. I don't know if the DOF resets their numbers every 10 years and then adds, you know, from there. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe he might. Okay. Any more questions for staff or our presenter? Hearing none, so I have closed the public hearing and we'll go ahead. This is just for to move forward. Do we need a vote on this?
No, this was just
informational
only. Information, yes.
Okay, so with that, we appreciate your presentation. Thank you for putting your time and efforts in. And we probably mostly agree with we probably don't need a lot, but that's not our job, that's your job. So we appreciate all your work.
Okay, and I will see you October 26th.
You got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you.